evening. God bless and aloha.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. God bless and how's everyone this evening? Facebook family, how are y'all doing? Good to see you all. All right. Just want to thank God for being able to come on. Hallelujah. It's been a minute. But I thank God for life, health, and strength. I thank God for the activity of my limbs. Blood running with my veins. Had a trying week, but you know what? I am still, ain't no but in it. I am still here. Hallelujah. Thank God who's celebrating birthdays this month. I'm happy to know that God made a way. We're going to go straight to the scripture. We're going to be reading Psalms 38, and it's going to be starting with verse number 1. O Lord, don't rebuke me in your anger. Don't discipline me in your rage. Your arrows have struck deep, and your blows are crushing me. Because of your anger, my whole body is sick. My health is broken because of my sins. My guilt overwhelms me. It is a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fester and stink because of my foolish sins. I am bent over and wrecked with pain. My days are filled with grief. A raging fever burns within me, and my health is broken. I am exhausted and completely crushed. My groans come from an anguished heart. You know what I long for, Lord. You hear my every sigh. My heart beats wildly. My strength fails, and I am going blind. My loved ones and friends stay away, fearing my disease. Even my own family stands at a distance. Meanwhile, my enemies lay traps for me. They make plans to ruin me. They think of treacherous deeds all day long. But I am deaf to all their threats. I am silent before them as one who cannot speak. I choose to hear nothing, and I make no reply. For I am waiting for you, O Lord. You must answer for me. O Lord, my God, I prayed. Don't let my enemies gloat over me and rejoice at my downfall. I am on the verge of collapse, facing constant pain, but I confess my sins. I am deeply sorry for what I've done. My enemies are many. They hate me, though I've done nothing against them. They repay me evil for good and oppose me because I stand for right. Do not abandon me, Lord. Do not stand at a distance, my God. Come quickly to help me. O Lord, my Savior. Hallelujah. I've read the entire psalm. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Verses 1 through 22. And I've read it in the Tyndale large print red letter New Living Translation Holy Bible. Hallelujah to everyone under the sound of my voice. I thank and I praise God for you. It is another day's journey. I'm outside in the brisk weather. It's about maybe 69 degrees, but I'm still here. And I praise God. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. First, God, we want to thank you for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. We want to ask him for forgiveness for all things, God, for everything, for the way things went with the police officers, the 8 officers that struck a man over 74 times with 94 bullets, piercing him because he pulled a gun out and shot at them once. We thank you for the young man, God, that it was shot in the head and then was shot again, mistaken identity, went to the wrong address. But, God, you allowed him to live. And, God, we believe that he shall live and not die and declare your works. We thank you for young people. Help us to have common sense and old folk. Help us to stay off the cell phone. Back in the day, a pastor used to call them the hellophone because they're going to send you to hell if you keep texting and talking on the phone and not paying attention to the world. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up. God, we thank you for the families that are taking care of their relatives, their nieces, their nephews, their aunts, their uncles, their cousins, their mothers, their fathers with special needs. I thank you, God, for how you're taking care of my mother and her sprained foot, God, for about 4 to 6 more weeks, and she'll be up and out, 89 years, and she's still doing things independently, God. Thanking you, God, that all 7 of our children are still here, God. Thanking you, God, that we'll never leave her nor forsake her, God. Help us to know that our parents bore of us, and they've taken care of us all of their lives until we are adults, and now it's our turn to do the same, God. Even to the parents that weren't good to their children, even to the parents that weren't good to their adult children, God, help us to forgive, live, move forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you because you did it again. You woke us up in our right mind with our mind stayed on you, God. I thank you that we woke up in peace and not in pieces, God. I thank you for the revelation that you're giving us, God. Even though we're travailing with persecution and accusations, God, even though we're going through trials and tribulations, they come to make us strong, God. We thank you because you are God and there's none like unto you. We thank you for what you're doing on the inside and how it's resonating on the outside. We thank you for our neighbors. We thank you for our friends. We thank you, Lord, for our enemies, God. We thank you for our coworkers, even though they've mistreated us. God, we thank you for all the bullies, those that have taunted us, those that have made us feel some kind of way, God. Look on every man, woman, boy, girl that's in a backslidden state and help them to understand that you are God and we are made in your image, God. And everything that you made is wonderful. Everything that you made is beautiful, God. Help us to get this thing called Jesus. Deliver us from the crown of our head to the very soles of our feet, God. Make a way out of no way, God. Even when we're traveling, help us to be obedient and obey the laws of the land, God. Even so, God, for the policemen, the sheriff, the SBI, the FBI, the detectives, the investigators, God, for the patrolmen, the policemen, God, help us, God, to do what you would have us to do, God. We wear the badges and we wear the signs and we wear the braces. What would Jesus do? I'm afraid he might be ashamed of us so-called Christians, God. We got big eyes and little U's. We're putting people up and sitting people down, God. We even have seats that are made looking like thrones, like we're walking on a throne, and we've got a host of adjutants, and we've got a host of persons, God, of elders and bishops and intercessors and interceders, God. But are they anointed or are they just appointed? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Help me to stay anointed. Help me to do what you would have me to do in the last and evil days, God. Help me to be real or take a chill pill and go somewhere and sit down and be still, God. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your almighty wing. Stretch forth your hand and save little old me, God. It's me, oh Lord, standing, sitting, kneeling, bending in the need of prayer. Help us to get back to church, God. Those that can and will and are able to, God. We know that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask for, God. And we're asking for mercy and grace and favor to run this race in our finances, God. Bind everything that comes to kill, steal, and destroy, God. Those that need promotions and increase, we know that it comes from you, Christ Jesus. Help us to fast and to pray and to consecrate ourselves and to prostrate ourselves before you, God, and to lay before you. Don't let us get tongue-tied and tongue-twisted in the word of God. Help us to read it and to obey it decent and in order, God. Order our steps today, God. Use us for your glory, God. Help us to know that you are God and there's none like unto you. Those that need glasses, those that need passes, God, those that need that ticket paid off or they will lose their license, help them right now, God, to get the car insurance, to make the car payments, God. Those that need the income tax, help them to get it and use it for your glory, God, and use it for the material things that it is needed for in the name of Jesus. Those that are still on vacationing and leisure trips and business trips, God, take care of them, God. Let them go to the meeting and come out even better, God. So many are going to meetings and never, ever coming out, God. Look on those that were shot last week in Kentucky and weeks ago. It's not the president's fault. It's not even our fault, God, because guns don't kill people. People kill people because you've got to put that bullet inside that gun and you've got to pull that trigger. God, help us to pull the trigger of life, knowing that if we take a life, that you said that pride, seven things were abomination, and you said the taking of innocent life. Help us not to steal or to kill. Help us to obey those that have authority over us, God, in the name of Jesus. Every judge, every jury, every district attorney, every circuit attorney, God, every trial, every lawyer that made an oath to do the will, God, and to do right by the defendants and the defense, God, help. Help them to remember that oath that they took in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you because this is a day of salvation. I thank you because you keep on making a way. I thank you because in all that getting, God, help us to get an understanding, God. Don't let us be forever learning and never able to come into the knowledge of the truth, but strengthen us for such a time as this because you are a good God. You're awesome and amazing, God. You are wonderful, God. We thank you, God, Master, because you are God and there's none like unto you, God. If I said or done anything, whatever it is, God, forgive me. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And help me to see again. Help me to know that in all thy getting, to get an understanding, God. We're walking around and we're walking by people and we're walking around people and we're not speaking to them, our neighbors, our family members, God, who have gotten themselves so high. I've got this and you don't have this and I can't touch you and you can't speak to me that way. God, what is going on in this world? Everybody said the world is coming to end. We already knew that. The Bible says, be ye also ready. Hallelujah. But let us be willing and able to help another brother, God, that's going through in the name of Jesus. God, help us to see what it is that we're doing to ourselves when we're destituting and we're polluting our temples, God, with liquor and beer and wine and cigarettes and drugs of all magnitudes, God. Whatever it is, whatever we've made it and that we've committed adultery, making it an idol, making it a God, whether it be working all the time, whether it be the lustful sin of nature. God's sin has come in and swept through. It came right in with COVID and lifted up its ugly head. But we beseech you now, God, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. You do not have the victory. The victory is yours, God. When you got up on the third day, good God about it, it wasn't that you died on the cross, but it was you were resurrected and you came back, God. You were in a grave that was borrowed by God, my God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. But you died that we might live and see it. Because living, you love me. Dying, you save me. Buried, you carried our sins all away. Rising, you justified and freed us forever. One day you're coming back. Very, very soon, one day, God, will we be ready? Where are the churches that are ready? Where are the mothers in the churches? The mothers are trying to look as young as their daughters. God, help us. We're in competition. We're in fashion shows now, even in churches, God. Look what she got on from Rosa. Look what he got on from Mason. Look what they're doing at Dillard's and Tiffany's and Saks Fifth Avenue. God, help us to get back to the old time where we still need tradition, God, but we need more of you. Help us not to forget about the King James Version and what it is that you gave us, God. You come that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly, God. You came that we might be saved, sanctified, baptized, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And for this I will magnify and glorify and edify your name because you've been good to us down through the years, through the potbelly stove, through the rugs with the holes. We had to take a rug and cover it up. When we had to put plastic in our shoes when we were raining and going to school, we had to walk to school. When we didn't have a stove, but we had a fireplace where we had to cook whole cakes. God, you brought us to a point where we can tell the machine to turn on, where we can tell our cars to cut on and heat up or cool off. God, where are we? We're such a spoiled nation, and we think that we are suffering, God. We don't even know about suffering, God. We couldn't have taken 33 beatings. We couldn't have taken 33 licks of a strap of leather on our backs or our stomachs or on our hind parts, God. We couldn't have taken being a crown of thorns, God. We think that we're going through because Sister Sally and Sister Lou didn't speak to you because you're not in the click or the clang. God, help this nation. Help my unbelief, God. Help me to be a believer, God. Help me to know that in all thy getting, God, we've got to get it right, God. Help us to get this thing. We need you like we've never needed you before, God. We need to be noonday prayer, God. We need midnight prayer, God. We need three-day shut-ins again, God. What's going on in the church, God? The church and the good God Almighty suffered violence, and violence taketh by force, God. All the hell is in the church. It's not in the clubs anymore. It's not in the streets anymore. But it's us Christians, those that are saved, sanctified, baptized, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and that with a burning fire on your way to hell with your eyes wide open. When are we going to get this thing, God? Help us to get it now. We better get right with God and do it now. Get right with God. He will show you how. Right down at the cross where Jesus shed his blood. Get right with God. Sometimes we need to go back to those old hymn and those old moon. Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, Lord Jesus. Come in the room this evening, God. Look on my alcoholic child, God. Look on my drug addict son, God. Look on my daughter that's prostituting and polluting her body, God. Look on my son that's living a homosexual life, God. Give them another chance, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Make a way out of no way, God. Help us to lift up a standard, God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God, we know that you can come in like a tsunami, God, and wash every one of our sins away this evening. This evening, God, do it. Revive us, God. We're talking about spring and summer and fall and winter revivals. Revive me, God, from the crown of my head to the very soles of my feet. God, wash me again and make me whole, God. I want to know who you are, God. Create in me a clean heart. Renew within me a right spirit, God. When I lied and I didn't want to, God, you said no liar would tarry in his sight, but you forgave me and you gave me another chance. God, help us to run on and see what the end's going to be. We already know. God, if we don't get this thing today, God, some of us won't wake up in the morning. And those that will might wake up on a steel slab and be altered into judgment. There are still people that don't know anything about you, Lord. There are people that don't even know you exist, God. In the villages, not just in the villages, and in other nations, right here in the United States of America, God. Help us to feed the homeless. Help us to give, God. Help us to go in our closets and stop being so prideful and stingy. And give as unto our brothers and our sisters. And God, in the mighty name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand and have your way, God. Help us to realize that you are God all by yourself. You formed the earth. You made this world just for us. And we've taken it, God, and destituted it so bad. And we don't even want to repent. We don't even care. Whatever, God don't see me. He's so busy. How can he see billions and billions of people? And that is why you assign angels to us, God. I'm telling you, when I saw the keys, it was early this morning. My soul did magnify and rejoice to the Lord. They've been gone since January 24th of this year. And I went to court on Friday, and I said, God, if you don't do it, it won't get done. Hallelujah. And just to see them, I bless your name, God. No hurt, harm, or danger, no incidents or accidents. Nobody hurt, nobody, no death. Just you, God. And you're more than enough, and I'm grateful. And I got an attitude of gratitude, God. I love you, Jesus, with all my heart, mind, and soul. Draw me closer to you, God, because you're looking for a church that's ready. You are on your way back. And the saints have failed us. They have failed you, misery. They have failed each other, misery. And they think that they can cover it in their little sins and this little group. And I'm in that, and I'm a minister, and I'm a prophet, and I'm a prophetess. But were you anointed, or are you disappointed? You know, God got a thing where the Holy Ghost just walk away and let you make a mess of yourself. You know how you can wreck yourself because you didn't check yourself. Did I sign in with God? Did I sign up for this? You better ask somebody. You better learn to follow the cloud and not the crowd, honey. You better ask the Jews that said, we'll take Barabbas over Jesus. My God, man, and they saw him perform miracles. What make you think that no one's going to bother you? Who are you to say, oh, they're not going to bother me. I'm a saint. I'm Reverend Dr. Come on. Glory be to God. Help us, God. Help us to get this thing. Help us to realize to stop playing church. Churches are just dwindling and closing down, and they're trying to say COVID. They were going to close anyway. The Bible says there will be a great falling away. But the churches that are closed, all you got to do, I need a church. If I just had a church, God, if I just did that, yes. Well, now he's made a way out of no way. What are you doing? Well, you know, God, I don't have the money, and I'm standing. You know, I got faith out, but I got common sense, and I don't know if I want to do that. We got to walk by faith and not by sight. But let me tell you something. When a man ways please God, Let me tell you something. I could imagine him sitting on the throne and saying, look at Carolyn. That's my baby there. Let me go and see about my baby. I'm going to make sure she get them keys. Yeah, by Tuesday morning, by Monday morning, she going to have them keys. Because I believe that she serves me for real. Lord, I just want to thank you, God, for giving us the audacity to be able to do what we want, when we want, and wherever. There are people in convalescent homes. There are people in hospice. There are people in hospitals, and there are people in nursing homes who have never been up, who can't get up on their own. And you don't want to give God praise. You don't want to magnify this God. You don't want to edify this God. You don't want to love on this God. You don't want to worship him. Glory be to God. You better give God some of your time. You better give him all your time. Because I dare you to breathe and then wake up tomorrow. Breathe. Just stop breathing on your own. Say, you know what? I'm going to stop breathing till in the morning. Glory be to God. So saints of God everywhere, get right with God and do it now. God is waiting on no man. He's calling all. Oh, well, they've been telling us Jesus has been coming since we were little girls in kindergarten, since we was knee-high to a grasshopper, since we was in the Sunshine Band, child, since I was in the youth choir. Well, honey, he's calling all and waiting on none. You better be glad that you was not the one that did not wake up this morning. Glory be to God. And they're killing our young men, our young women, our boys, our girls, our little children, black mothers, the mortality rate of a mother having a baby and the baby dying, and not just the baby dying, but she dying as well. They say it's 67%. I said, we rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And I'm not so heavenly bound that ain't no earthly good, but God knows I'm so earthly good that I'm going to be heavenly bound. So we're going to clock that one out. We're going to scratch that out. Mothers live. Black mothers live. Young mothers, take care of your children. Get off meth. Get off fentanyl. Get off opiate. Get off the Tylenol. Get off the pills. Get off the sniffing crack cocaine. Get off the sniffing the cocaine and start taking care of your children. Stop giving them to the mothers and the grandmothers. And raise your own babies. Fathers, take care of your babies. Do the child support. Take time out with your sons and daughters. Learn to love on them again. No matter what the mother or father did, you got to love them. Hallelujah. So, God, we just want to say thank you for this exhortation and this prayer on the scene. I want to thank you for a greater anointing. I want to thank you for meeting Pastor Red from. I want to thank you for meeting Apostle Andrea Weeks. I want to thank you for meeting Prophetess Danetta on yesterday, God. God, you said that you were opening up the windows of heaven and you pour us our blessing that we would not have room enough to receive in abundance. So pay your tithes and offerings. But don't sow your pearls into swine. And just because an apostle or a preacher or a Methodist, Baptist, Holiness, or whatever, Seventh-day Adventist, Church of God, and say, oh, well, we want you over here, darling. And then they have you sit there. Let me see if she's going to pay tithes and offerings. Let me see what she's going to do. And because they're not doing what you told them to do, and you better do what God, you better make sure it was God, too, when he tells you what to do, when to do, how to do, where to do, and why you are to do it. I'm telling you, we need a relationship with the Lord Jesus. You need to let him be the love of your soul. Let him purge you of hyssop. Let him purge of your iniquities. I offer you this Jesus tonight. He's sweet, I know. Who could have made the sun to shine? Who could have made the moon to shine? Who hung the stars in the place? That's what he told Job when Job asked him, God. But if you ask him, ask with wisdom. Let any man ask. Don't ask amiss. But know what you're asking God about. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you kindly because it is you, O Lord. Without you, we're nothing but dust and wind. And I thank you, God, for giving me this opportunity this evening. And I thank you that I'm free. I thank you that I'm not incarcerated. I'm not locked up. I thank you that I'm not running. I'm not out on bond or something. I thank you, God, that I'm not an inmate. I thank you, God, that I'm not, when a person is running away, God. I'm not an outlaw. I'm not an outcast. Maybe in my family. But only what I do for Christ will last. And you've got to stop being so concerned and worried about what man thinks of you. It's what God. What God said, God has the last say. You got to know this. God has the last say. Glory be to God. So, Lord, I am grateful to you, and I'm thanking you because you have made a way out of no way, and you keep making a way of escape for those that are called by your name. Lift up a standard for your people. We quoted Isaiah for 2 years. Now you can't even get you to say it anymore. Hallelujah. But God, we repent and we ask for forgiveness, and we ask, God, that you help us to do your word, your will, and your way. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, God, we say thank you. Thank you because you woke us up in the nick of time. Someone's house was on fire this morning, but they made it out. Someone was in a car accident, and the car turned over on them, but they were able to walk away without a scratch. And they didn't even thank God. It was like, dang, I'm lucky. I'm so lucky. It was God. He sent an angel and assigned them all in the middle of the night when you slept and you slumbered while the pastors were praying for you. Glory be to God. I thank you. And you couldn't even say, thank you, Jesus. You didn't even think enough to tell God, I thank you. You didn't even lift your hands and look up to the heavens of heavens and say, God, there must be a God somewhere up above my head. So we want to thank the Lord on this evening. Is there something you want to say, Pastor Laura Covington? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, and we honor you. And talk to your children. Don't talk at your children. Have conversations. Communication is key in any relationship. If you notice, the inmates have more communication than we do out here, and we are free. Whosoever the Son sets free is free. You're free indeed. Hallelujah. So, God, every inmate, touch them right now. Take that which is evil and turn it around for your good. Our family members, our lovers, our cousins, this, that, and the other. Take that which is evil, God, and turn it around for your good and make us to behave. Hallelujah. You said you make our enemies our footstool. That's what you said, God. Do it again because we need you like we've never needed you before. I'm telling you, we need God. And y'all so worried about Congress and the politicians and the political status. It does not matter right now. You know what matters is that you can get a prayer to God. And if you can get a prayer from earth to heaven, you are bad mamma jamma. Because our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come on, somebody. On earth as it is in heaven. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And that's just like with the 23rd Psalm. Our shepherd, you, God, are our shepherd. We shall not want. So some of your wants, God will grant them according to his riches and glory. Are you mature enough to handle it? Hallelujah. Some of you can't even handle a paycheck from payday to payday. And some of us ask in a miss, God, can you just do this? You know, been there, done that. But you got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God loves you in spite of, and I love you too. And there's nothing you could do about it. Just love me back. If I said or done anything, tell me about it. Because I'm on my way to see Jesus. I'm not guaranteed in the morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And you've got to learn, God, heal me so I can forgive me, so I can live and move forward. And you can do it with others. Remember that, to strive, survive, thrive, and stay alive. God, take us through, dear Lord, because we are hurting ourselves. How did the young lady sing the song? All I seem to do is hurt me. Keep my mouth, God, stayed on you. Keep it glued when it comes to one of saying ugly and misleading things about the men and women. You better keep your hands off, God. Catch not my anointed. Glory be to God. Do my prophet no harm. And that goes for the members of the body of Christ. Keep your mouth off. You ain't got nothing to say. If you want to help them learn how to say and what to say, and stop talking to the people any type of way. We go through enough as a black nation. When are we going to do a slush fight? Missionary Cynthia Little said, sisters lifting up sisters higher. Brothers lifting up brothers higher. We got to get there, people. My time is up. And remember that I love you. Remember to heal, forgive, live, and move forward. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare, read Psalms 38 when you have some time. Read it in its entirety. Know what God is saying to you. Because what he's saying to you, he may not be saying to me. Hallelujah. Well, is there anything you would like to say, Pastor Laura Covington?
No, ma'am. It's good.
Amen. God bless. I thank you for joining us on this evening. Thank you for all of those that joined me on this evening. I praise God for each and every one of you. We look forward to, again, Friday, the Lord's will, at 12 noonday prayer. And as I stated, sometimes on Monday mornings, 6:05 Facebook Live, I'm not able to get on. So you keep praying for me, because I may have a benign brain tumor, but this brain tumor ain't got me. And I'm healed, yet I still have symptoms. And I'm human. And you got to know to take care of your body. La-di-da-di. God bless and keep you. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray now, Father God, that you will come into the lives of those that are not saved, and that they will read Romans 10, 9 through 11. Hallelujah, God. And that they will own the Savior, and the Savior will own them, God. And if they are ashamed of the Savior will be ashamed of them, God. Help them to receive you this day. Let the Lord God enter into your heart. God bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name we pray. Remember, I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. Just love me back. God bless you. Good night. Why did my light go out? Okay. Where my child at? Cut the air on. These dogs stink. They just dookie. Thank you, Blog Talk. Have a good night. God bless. Until the first, the third, or the fifth Monday at 7 p.m., we'll see you again unless the Lord says later. God bless. Good night.